Hello, I'm Alice.
And I'm Alyssa.
And we are the hosts of A&A Theaters. Now, today I'm really, really excited because we're talking about one of the best movies in the world, Ford vs. Ferrari. There are gonna be spoilers if you haven't seen this. Came out in 2019. It's
Hulu. Watch it on Hulu.
It's on Hulu. Yeah, it's like 2 hours. Ish 2 hour 33 minutes, I want to say.
It took me 3 hours to watch it. I kept taking breaks.
Girl, how? What? No. No. What?
I have a small bladder. Like, I was drinking a lot of water, okay? And I just have to keep getting up and down.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant that you, like,
no.
were getting bored.
No.
Oh, my God. That scared the shit out of me.
I'm not, like, a car person. Like, I know that's your specialty, but I actually enjoyed it a lot.
No, because it's a fantastic movie.
It's a really good movie. Like, the ratings are better than fucking G-Force. It's sad, but...
Of course! Are you surprised? It's Ford versus Ferrari with Christian Bale and Matt Damon. Also, I gotta talk about them. Because their screen chemistry was perfect.
They were so
good. They really sold every little bit. The way that they would just turn and look at each other in specific moments, and the way that they would look at each other with just so much admiration, especially Matt Damon to Christian Bale, who of course played, because Christian played Ken Miles,
yeah,
and Matt Damon played Carroll Shelby. I mean, they just sold it. This, the best movie from either of them. It was like they were just destined to play these roles. It was fantastic.
I'm going to compare this screen chemistry to The Great Man, because you can tell, like, off screen that they get along with each other, that they actually spend time to talk to each other and work on a chemistry rather than, like, Ryan Gosling, Chris Evans.
And that's the thing. We don't actually know that. I don't know what movies they've done together.
They, like, make me believe that, oh my God, y'all are besties.
Yes, in real life. Exactly. The casting was superb. Superb. And the scene in the car with Molly and Ken,
aww,
when Molly is like losing her shit because she knows that Ken, her husband, is keeping secrets, and she just goes for it. She like floors the car and she's doing all these crazy turns, and there are double yellow lines on the road, but she still overtakes.
As she should.
Okay, well, no, because that's kind of but you're right, as she should. And then she looks over at Ken with just the sheer determination, and it's like, yeah, that is a wife who loves her husband very, very much, but is tired of the lies, and she knows what's going on because she knows and loves her husband.
Yeah.
The best scene. Honestly, Molly's the best character. Molly's the best character. I absolutely adore her. And this, the first scene we see her in is in the garage that they own. And she walks over to Ken and they start flirting with each other. And it's, at first you're like, wait, who the fuck is this? But then they just, they kiss, and you're like, oh, they're married.
Mm.
You automatically know.
You could tell by the kiss.
Yeah, you could tell by it. And yeah. Yeah, and then when she asks what car he drives, dude, it's so good.
Alice will be here jittery on her couch, like, oh my God.
No, seriously. I'm like, I'm just so, y'all, I love this movie so much.
Oh my God.
First time I watched it, I was in the theater because I saw that it was coming out, and I was like, I have to watch this.
You can tell those
movie.
Vibes are going to be immaculate in the theater.
Oh.
I should have saw it in the theater.
Oh, I'm my jealous. God. I, oh, man. It was just so, I've never felt like that.
Are your hands shaking?
I'm always shaking like that. I don't know what it is. It's probably, you know,
that was pure excitement. I thought it was pure excitement.
No, I'm like leaning forward in my chair.
I was like, guys, this is so
cool. I'm like sitting tall. Dude, yes. Yes. I love this movie. Also, they're absolutely correct about everything. Because Ford, when you think of Ford, you think of like kind of clunky cars. I mean, yeah, some of them like look nice, but they're not high end.
Yeah.
And you don't think of Ford as being a race winner, but then you think of Ferrari and you're like that, yeah,
that's gonna,
that is the epitome of the racing industry. When you think of Ferrari, you think of them being in the winner's circle of an F1 race. Or you think of Monza, which is the F1 yeah. race in Italy.
Ooh, that's so cool how they shot that scene.
Yeah, I mean, Ferrari is synonymous with winners.
Yeah.
Except for this year. Poor Leclerc. Charles Leclerc, the Ferrari driver. One of them.
Must be nice to be a Ferrari driver. No.
Not this year.
No, not this year.
But that's another topic that I can't get into because I will, I have to stay focused on this.
So would you prefer Ford or Ferrari?
Well, it depends. It does depend because Ferrari, they're not really reliable cars. I mean, they spend a lot of time in the shop because something has gone wrong. No, they're so sexy. They're so, so good. They're so good. Because I'm not going to take a Ferrari and go on a road trip across the country. Because there's just not the space in the car for that. But also, I'm not gonna go to a racetrack
and
I'm blanking on what cars Ford makes. Sorry, hold on. In like a Ford Fiesta. I'm not gonna go to a racetrack in a Ford Fiesta. That would be idiotic.
It's so weird because I play games, video games, and like there's like racing games that I play, and then you see like Ferrari cars and like Ford cars, and it's weird because the look of the Ford cars, like what you drive in like everyday life compared to the other race cars on there, it's weird. It's so weird. But I'm like, it has to be good, right? Or no?
Just because Ferrari is good does not mean every car they make is good. It's the same with Toyota. It's the same with Porsche. It is the same with Ford. It's the same with every single car company. Sometimes they drop the ball. And that, I mean, they're human. Like, what are we expecting? Perfection every time? We can't get that.
No.
Also, I think that we forgot the spoiler warning. I got too excited and I just jumped straight in.
That's fine. You could still go watch the movie on Hulu. I mean, you could stop this and like, you could stop this, stop playing this, and you could go back to Hulu and you could come back later.
Yeah, after 2 hours and 33 minutes.
2 hours and 33 minutes if you're still awake.
I don't actually know if that's how long it is. I think it is, though. Like, I'm 85% sure?
2 hours and 32 minutes.
Damn! Yeah. That's embarrassing. Just one off.
No.
Although that's not going to be 2 hours, 32 minutes, even. No. So it could be closer to 2 hours, 33.
Yeah.
Oh my God, look at all of the 5-star ratings it has.
There's a lot of good ratings on here, though.
Of course, are you surprised? It's a perfection. This movie is the best movie that has ever been made. And you cannot tell me that I'm wrong.
Oscar-winning performance. They are. The chemistry, like the...
Several Oscars.
The stars.
Several. Because you've got the cinematography, you've got the cast, you've got the soundtrack. The soundtrack to this movie, godsend. It was phenomenal. I'm H-I-P-P-Y. You know I am. I really am. I'm H-I-P-P-Y.
Was it nominated for anything? I need to know, because it should be.
I hope it was. I don't know.
Oh, that's a lot.
Oh, man. Academy Award?
Hold up.
Ooh.
What is that? Academy Award for Best Sound Editing. Yeah, Best Picture, Best Film, Best Sound Mixing. Oh, my gosh.
Told ya.
Golden Globe. Screen American Screen.
Golden Globe Award for Best Actor. Thank God. Doesn't matter. And that's the thing.
Critics.
It doesn't matter who actually won that award for Best Actor.
What's the fact that you got nominated for me? Or like, no.
Wait, what?
Like, a nomination. I'm just glad they got nominated.
Yo, yeah. Because what? Why wouldn't it be? Why wouldn't it be?
Some awards show are stupid.
I cannot begin to explain how good this movie is.
Yeah. Best cinematography. But another best actor.
Good.
Best art direction. Best actor in a motion picture.
Good.
Critics' Choice for Best Editing, Best Visual Effects.
Good.
Best Director.
Yeah.
Another cinematography, Best Motion Picture. Dang.
And that's the thing. I'm hearing all of these and I'm seeing the picture in my mind.
They did get
Oscar. God, 4 Oscar nominations.
And they won the Best Film Editing and Best Sound Editing and Best Picture.
Of course they did. What did I say about the soundtrack?
Of course they did.
What did I say? And the sound editing, that's not just the soundtrack, that's also the cars, because that's the thing. You hear the car engines, but you also hear the actors talk.
I'm glad they won.
Which, oh my God, I got into this guy's car that I met on Tinder. Dude. It was, I think it was a Challenger, or maybe a Mustang. I can't remember. But I got into his car, and it was so loud, I literally couldn't hear him. Jeez. We didn't see each other again after that.
As no.
No, that's the thing about cars. You want to be able to hear the engine.
Yeah.
But also, if I'm trying to listen to someone and I'm in the passenger seat,
and you can't
hear them. I need to hear them.
Yes. It's like, I've been in a truck like that before. I don't know what kind of truck. It was like in a country though.
Yeah.
So it's probably like a raggedy truck. A very raggedy truck. No, the trucks down there are awful. I'm just saying. Like,
Okay, I also have to talk about the emotional scenes. Because there were a lot of like heart-to-heart moments. But they were not overpowering to the rest of the movie. But they did. God, I fucking love this movie, y'all.
I forgot all about the emotional scenes because I'm just so in like the hype parts are like, oh.
I'll tell you. So it's like when Ken comes home to Molly, mm-hmm. and she's like, they closed the garage. We have no money left.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, well, I had some saved. And she was like, okay, well, what happened to it? And was like, oh, it's gone. And she's like, how buggered are we? And he doesn't even say anything. He's just like, totally, totally and completely.
I would be so mad.
But that's the thing. Molly wasn't mad at him. She just wanted him to fix it.
She's such a good person because...
Because she was working. She has a job, had. She had a job. I don't know what it is. They never explored it because the movie's not about her. But she was just like, okay, well, listen, if you want to keep doing the racing, which I know is important to you, mm-hmm. then earn some fucking money. Because you win, but you don't get paid for it. And that's why she kept pushing him and pushing him to do the job with Carol Shelby. Because $200 a day? Are you kidding me?
That's a lot.
Yeah! Yeah, it is a lot! I just love Molly. She's so understanding and caring, and she's gentle when she needs to be, and then, I can't say rough, but she...
Stern.
Yeah, I guess so. She pushes when she needs to.
Is she your bias? I feel like she's still your bias.
What do you mean by that?
Not girl crush, but like...
Oh no, you're absolutely right. I want to be Molly when I'm older. Like when I'm older and married. Yeah.
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 Oh.
I mean, she's just such a good person.
I was more so focused on whatchamacallit. John.
Oh my god. John Bernthal.
I'm so sorry.
He looked good in this movie. Although his nose, it looks like he broke it one too many times.
Yeah. I just never seen him in a suit with like his hair slicked back.
Because
like I'm used to seeing him in a Walking Dead all scruffled and stuff. But like in here, I was like, oh my gosh. He could dress up nice. He cleans up nice. I'm just saying, like, it's so different from like when you're in Apocalypse and all dirty and stuff.
Oh, well, yeah.
And you look musty and.
Yeah, he did really good in this role.
Mm.
Yeah. While Alyssa is looking at pictures of John Bernthal, I just want to acknowledge the fact that this movie is based on a true story, and most of the facts are correct, but some things they did dramatize for the screen. So... the main thing that they got wrong, so Ford and Ferrari were in talks of, I think it was Ferrari that would, they'd like become partners, but it would be under like Ferrari's name or some shit. So they'd have, so every Ford would be fitted with like a Ferrari engine, I think. I don't know the specifics, that's just kind of what I imagine, but that fell through. And it was Fiat that did the partner ownership with Ferrari. Also, Enzo Ferrari never went to the Le Mans race, but the picture is, of course, accurate.
Yeah. I'm just so shocked. Like, it was so good to me because you know how like you're always talking about cars, and sometimes I sit through like a space cadet, like trying to understand. Like your shirt today, it was so cute. Your little pink shirt. Pink
oh yeah, one. It's my Alexander Rossi jersey.
You know, I was like so shook. I was sitting there like it's so good. Cause like, I'm never into. If I'm like into cars, it's like video gaming.
Yeah,
like,
and that's the thing. This isn't a movie just for car nerds. People. It's a movie for everyone. And that's why it won so many fucking awards. Because at its core, it's utterly fantastic. The movie could have been about anything. It could have been about flying jet planes over an ocean. And it still would be enjoyable. Really... I mean, I don't know what... the plot would be about or anything, but you know, not my problem because they're not making a movie about that.
The poster was so nice too.
Yeah, no, like this is what I'm talking about.
The whole movie was just constructed. So
also I can't do this without mentioning the Cobra Shelby 427.
Let me look that
That's up. The car that Carol Shelby drives.
Cobra 7.
Cobra Shelby 427.
Ooh, Jesus. Shelby. 4. Okay. That's so cute.
It... oh my god. This car...
That's so cute to be like in a royal blue.
Ooh. It... Ooh. I'm sorry, I'm trying to censor myself again because what I want to say, I don't think anybody wants to hear.
No.
It fills my mind up with very vulgar... No, that's worse.
Oh my gosh.
No, 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 that was bad. That was way worse.
It's vulgar.
Anyway, I just love this car. I love this car. It... like, it's not a car that I would want to own, but it is a car that I want to get driven around in by a professional driver. Actually, as I say that, I'm thinking Pato O'Ward is an IndyCar driver who has done some testing for F1.
How do you spell his name?
Pato. It's P-A-T-O.
Jesus. Ooh.
A-W... No, oh, sorry. Oh, yeah. O-W-A-R-D.
Oh, he's cute. He's adorable.
No, my mom loves him.
He's so adorable.
She thinks he's adorable.
He looks like a little kid.
Yeah, he's got the baby face. But he posted a video of him driving a Cobra Shelby 427 on his Instagram. And oh, man. I liked it.
Oh.
I liked it a lot. I really did.
Looks like a good driver.
Oh, he is. He is. He's he drives for McLaren. They're hoping that he will soon win the championship because he's won a few races.
He's only 23.
Yeah.
That's not far from you.
No, it's not. He's in my age range to date.
No.
not saying that I would date him or anything. Or that he would date me, of course. Because there's no way.
Oh.
But... no, this movie just makes me so happy.
I mean,
the cars are so good. The characters are so good. The actors who play them, they just sell it. The emotional part of it, the crashes. I mean, it's all historically accurate. Well, not all. But like the crashes, because there were a lot of crashes back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
There still are, of course.
Yeah.
But the safety has changed so... sorry, I'm drinking Coke, so I'm burping now. But the safety has changed so much since then that... I mean, I don't know if any of those people who crashed survived.
That's... every time I see, like, a race or, like, clips of them and I see crashing cars, I just feel so bad. Like, it's so scary.
Like, yeah.
In the way in the movie, the way that car flipped and like crashed, did they survive that?
I don't know.
That's like parts of the car was coming off, like, jeez.
Yeah, they're designed that way. Cause it's like energy distribution.
Mm-hmm.
So if more debris comes, I don't really know how all works.
Does it like go faster if more comes off?
No. It has like less of an impact because the energy isn't like in one part of the car, it's all over.
Mm-hmm.
And when pieces are flying, that's energy. And it's like I don't want to say a softer blow,
yeah,
but it's not as dangerous. I mean, that's why cars are designed to like crumple when they crash.
Every time I see these type of cars, I'm like, I'm gonna get so scared for crashes.
The open wheel.
Yeah.
Open cockpit.
That's so scary.
Yeah. I mean, there have been a lot of devastating crashes in IndyCar. But as morbid as it sounds, all of those crashes have led up to it being a lot safer. So if someone gets into a wreck, it was not long ago that there are three crashes that come to mind. 2017, Scott Dixon crashed, his car flipped, and it was the cockpit that landed against the catch fence. The inside catch fence of Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and his car, look up pictures of it because it's insane. The car was destroyed. Scott Dixon, 2017. And he walked away with just a limp, like his leg wasn't even broken, it was just a sprain, and he wore a boot. And then, God, I think it was last year.
There's literally fire.
That's the gas tank, but they don't use gasoline. It's ethanol or menthol, I can't remember.
I'm gonna watch this clip.
He's hoping that he's not going to hit the wall. He impacts the wall, comes off the wall, just misses the 10 of Tony Kanaan. Unfortunately, Scott Dixon is right there, up and over the front of the car. car hits Alice. On the top of the wall. The safety cell on these cars, guys, I can't tell you how strong they are. An awful accident, but as we saw Scott Dixon right there, hands away from the steering wheel, we saw him get out. And when we first went to this frame, when we first saw this accident, you heard some roar from the crowd, and that was because they knew that Scott Dixon was okay, and the 77 of Jay Howard was also okay.
I mean, he walked away from it. Like, he was
just
fine.
Bad timing on Dixon's part and incredible Ooh. Fortune with the way this car lands on top of the wall.
Like, it's...
He's incredibly unfortunate.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to watch the onboard. Huh? Oh? Yeah. And then that's the camera
nowhere
breaking.
To go. Absolutely nowhere to go. And but landed exactly...
And then in 2021, it was Colton Herta, who he's Pato's age. I mean, he's young. His car flipped and he went down the entire straightaway upside down.
That helmet was strong because he was
it's
flipping.
Not that, no, it's
no,
not.
Because he was just flipping on his head and just.
So actually what it is, they've got the helmet, but they've also got a neck brace that keeps the neck stabilized. And it's the most important piece of technology because they had the helmets, but they were still noticing that, I mean, their necks were breaking and their brain was getting rattled around even with the helmet. And they were like, oh, we should fix this. Stabilize the neck.
Yeah.
They did, and now they're not. I mean, it's a lot safer. There was also a race. I think it. I want to say it was 2020 or 2019. No, it must have been 2020. But it was Connor Daly. They were in Texas, which is an oval,
mm-hmm.
another oval, and they. Someone in the front of the field checked up and had to slow down. And everyone behind them were still on the throttle. It ended in like a multi-car crash. And this was the opening lap. Like they were still Jeez. Yellow at this point, going to green. And he started and finished his race upside down.
What place did he get?
He didn't even start the race.
No.
Dead fucking last. Yeah.
You said he started and finished it. So I'm like, oh, he placed. Oh, he must have placed high.
No, he did not. No.
Oh.
DNF. Did not finish. Did not start.
No. Yeah. That's so...
Yeah, so, I mean, the crashes in this are scary. They're horrifying to watch. But... important.
Yeah.
Which is why, I mean, it just, I was in the theater the first time I watched this, so I couldn't cry. But at the end, when I mean, the crash in California, when he's testing that car, and he just, I mean,
it's
just fucks it, basically. And you just see the black smoke indicating the spire. Because fire is the worst thing that could happen.
That's why I saw that little crash and like the burst of fire. I was like, oh.
Yeah. Fire is the worst thing that could happen. But then it was that one line from the guy. I can't remember his name. He was talking to Shelby and he was like, sometimes they don't get out. Ripped my heart in fucking two. Because he had been talking to Ken's son about how they just have to get out of the car and they'll be fine. Mm. And he was like, sometimes they don't get out. And it just like... Oh, agony. Anyway, I love this movie. I want to buy all of the cars. Yeah. This got like kind of sad, but I didn't... What can I say out of pocket that would make this, like, we can end on a good note. Oh, did I say that this movie makes me want to speak Italian?
What?
No, this movie makes me want to learn Italian. Yeah. Because they keep speaking Italian, and I'm like, I want to know what the fuck they're saying. Yeah, oh my god. Such a good movie. Fantastic. Worth the watch.
Watch it.
It's worth its weight in fucking gold. How much does a movie weigh? Nothing, right?
No.
Fuck, never mind. It doesn't. I don't remember what it earned in the box office. I'm gonna end this with that. The box office, $225 million.
Dang. As they should.
Absolutely incredible. Incredible of them. And they deserve every cent. Every cent. It's such a good movie. Such a good movie. And the cinematography, because they always... We didn't talk about the scene where he makes Ford cry when he's driving.
Oh!
This is going to be a longer episode than 30 minutes.
Oh, no.
We can stop now if you want.
No, you can say it just quickly.
Okay, I'll be quick.
She'll be quick.
There's so much admiration that I have for Carroll Shelby in that movie.
Oh, Lord.
Because he is a forced retired racer, driver. That's the thing. Like, it's not something you can just get rid of. Like, when you know how to drive a car properly, that's something that sticks with you for the rest of your life, mm-hmm. no matter what. And this is proof of that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's just a part of who he is. And he just walks over to Ford. I can't remember his first name. It's not Henry. Or is it Henry II? I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. He walks over and is like, let's go for a spin. If you like the car so much and this is your car, let's go for a drive. Because you have to know how to drive your own car. Makes sense. And he's just going and going. And this car is not your normal car. The G-force is going to be very intense. The handling, the weight distribution, I don't actually know if the weight distribution is different. But the handling, the speed, the all of it. So he's never been in a car like this. And it's just so much that he starts crying and he's like, I had no idea it was like this. I had no idea. And that's why Ken Miles was signed. Because he realized how important it is to have a driver who knows what the fuck they're doing. And it's not just, oh yeah, I know how to drive. It's, I know this car in and out. I know exactly what to do and when to do it to get the best performance. But it also ultimately led to Ken Miles' death.
Oh.
Kind of. Indirectly.
Rest in peace.
Although, actually, maybe it didn't, because, of course, Carol still would have you wanted Ken to be part of his team, so he still would have been making the cars with him.
Yeah.
So it probably didn't. Anyway, fantastic movie. You have to watch it. It's just so good. That's all I have to say about that. Finally.
Well, as you can see from her pure excitement, it's worth it. Very worth it. So if you, even though stayed with all the spoiler warnings, still go watch it.
Because we're, yeah. It's, because we're talking about the cinematography and the cars and the crashes and all that, but it's just a different experience when you actually see it for yourself. I mean, absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Worth every second.
So remember, it's on Hulu. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to our very fun slash sad slash epic episode.
No, this was a good episode. This was very exciting. We talked about a lot of stuff. And this is the best movie in the world. And I stand by that. Better than G-Force. Which is saying
it is better than G-Force.
Oh my god, you even admitted it.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Oh
my gosh. I'm sorry, G-Force.
No, don't be. This is a better movie.
Oh my gosh.
All right. This is A&A signing off for today.
Mm-hmm.
Catch you on the flip side.